Okay, folks, so this one is going to take a very, very different turn to something I have not talked about before. I'm going to first touch on one more time on the comet, the Atlas. I'm going to say, still, it is a nothing burger for people on the planet Earth in our visible spectrum. We're not going to see anything that I can foresee. What it is, sadly, it is a conscious being, which is, you might be saying, like, huh, how is that possible? This is what I would call an AI that our, if you were to compare this comet's AI to our AI or our quantum computers, as they call the smart computers now that are extremely capable of running anything and everything. This AI that's in the comet, I'm going to predict or see that its intelligence looks at ours and says, oh, you can add 2 plus 2 together? Congratulations. That's the best we have. So our AI, our quantum computers, even though they're damn good, are babies compared to what this thing offers. So it looks at our planet and goes, ah, you're too young still. And just keeps going. But it is absorbing information around us because there are other planets in our solar system that are much smarter than we are. Much smarter. Yeah, it's sure some people out there are like, what do you mean that's not possible? We're a very, very smart planet. We have all this and that. Yeah, we're not being told anything about other civilizations. Nothing. As far as we know, especially for people who are religious, some people might think that Earth is the center of the entire galaxy. That's it. Is that it's Earth and that's all there is. Well, those people, if they found out the truth, they'd have a hard time. But let's put it this way. Their truth is based upon what they see themselves, but they cannot see the full picture. Just like we might believe there's more out there, but we can't see it either. That's the problem. The information that we have available to us from documents, fantasy books of things, maps that were created long ago, storylines that people come up with from what they have in their minds, latest inventions, where does it come from? So I'm going to say there's more to us than we even accept in our visual field if we were to combine our knowledge with our visual perspective of the world around us. It would be different. And then also we have the military, but I'm not going to get into that. So anyways, the bottom line is that the Atlas is, and from what I'm picking up, is much more advanced than anything we have on the Earth, and it's going to fly by. If anything does happen, it will not be within our visible spectrum, so everybody will be like, eh, I'm just going to get in my car and go to work, don't care. Now, if it stops above us and hovers above us like 10 miles in the atmosphere and sits there glowing, yeah, people are going to stop it. They're going to go, huh? What's going on? But I don't see that happening. But now let's switch into another curious movie. And I do actually mean movies. I am going to predict, and I'm seeing, we are going to have a major shift in the next few years. I'm going to say that there's going to be a new rating coming out for movies in different parts of the world. It won't be about the typical current things of age versus the theme, sex, violence, drugs, or whatever. It's actually going to be about physical effects on the body. Because when you're watching the movie, if it's 3D or not, the producers and the movie makers are now starting to make video games and movies that actually cause people to start feeling vertigo, dizziness, other things that physically affect their body and their minds. Now, some people might love it because, like, oh, wow, what a cool experience. And the people who create the movies are saying, we want this to be immersive. But their idea of immersive is their own idea. It is not actually immersive in reality. It is based upon their perception of immersion. What they're doing is they're actually intentionally trying to make you sick or make you feel like you're being visually affected. And it can cause you to feel very uncomfortable because of how you see it. So I do think that there's going to be another addition added on saying you have to be over 18 or maybe even over 21 because of the alcohol that might be served. Because the movie is designed with tons and tons and tons of shaking to make it look like it's real. It's not. Just keep in mind, I'll reiterate this again. It's their idea of reality. In the real world, that doesn't happen. We don't get sick when we're walking down the street or chasing somebody or in a running scene. The shaking is camera only doing it. It's ridiculous. And they're like, oh no, but the camera on the phone does shake. But nobody watches that. In reality, we don't watch the phone as we're running down the road. We look up and our eyes and our mind are very much stable. So it is their idea of immersion and it's quite unsettling. So I do think we're going to see a new restriction added on. So, you know, people who are under 18 or maybe under 12 won't be allowed to see it because the movie theaters don't want to have to clean up the vomit. They don't want to have to call the ambulance because somebody's walking outside, they're dizzy and they're feeling, you know, emotionally unstable because of the serious amount of nastiness in the movie. You know, I just took my son to see a movie. It was a mix-up in which movie we were going to see at the theater. It was our own mistake, but we wound up watching this other movie. And it was all sex, drugs, and violence. And I mean, the violence was grotesque in the beginning. Even I was looking like, I've seen some nasty shit in the medical field. This is just disgusting. I mean, they made it look so real. It's like watching a bullet entering a body and watch it exploding. It's like, this isn't realistic. And my son even looked at me like, Dad, I don't know if I like this. And I immediately got him up and we left quite quickly within the first 5 minutes. Because it was unsettling because it was so close. So that's what I think is going to be happening is we're going to be switching gears and restrict movies to certain audiences that are responsible for their own choices. And the younger ones just will not be restricted. It'll require ID to get in. And I think hopefully what will happen is that will force the movie makers to say, oh, we're losing viewership because the legal system is and the medical system is saying that's too much. You're going down a path that is physically unhealthy. So that's where I see things going. All right, folks, I know this is a short one, but I just wanted to give you guys an update and let you know I'm still around, still here, just not too many updates recently because of there's a lot of stuff going on. It's almost impossible to keep up. Thanks for listening.